This is Ron Real Entrepreneurship, the show that brings the no-nonsense truth of what is required to start, grow, and scale your business. I am your host, Susan Sly. Well, hey, what is up, raw and real entrepreneurs, wherever you are in the world? I hope you are having an amazing, amazing day. And so often when I'm doing the show, it's like a fireside chat with friends. And a lot of people, they will, you know, they'll go out for lunch or they'll work through lunch. And once a week, what I do is I sit down with one of my friends who is an entrepreneur and we hit the record button. Today is different though. This amazing woman, I have known her for, oh gosh, probably 15 years. And we have laughed together. We've cried together. We've prayed together. And the biggest thing about her is that she chooses to continue to boldly walk in faith and in certainty, even when it's challenging, even when other people would give up. And so today we're going to talk about Ron Real Entrepreneurship from a completely different place. It's about when you are called to do something and what that looks like. And when you choose to walk through the fire, even though it's so tempting not to. So before we get into the show, a couple of things. One, I would love for you to go and leave a five-star review wherever you're listening to the show, whether it's iTunes, iHeartRadio. I will tell you, I read all the iTunes ones in the United States, and we're approaching 100 five-star reviews, which is awesome. So please go do that. If today's show is helping you, please share it on social media, tag us. We'd love that. And if you have an idea for a show or a show guest, send them over to SusanSly.com. I very candidly, we do reject 90% of the applicants because the show really is centered around entrepreneurs and people who are building businesses. And so, but send them over. We love to vet the guests. And the last thing I'm going to say is that if you are feeling like you really, after today's show, there's something that's on your heart, you can always go to either Twitter. I am the actual person who will tweet at you, Susan Sly Live. And if there's a request you have or something about today's show, please do reach out and we would absolutely love that. So my guest today is remarkable. She is one of the leading respected professionals in the entire profession of network marketing and direct selling. And since 1987, she has built one of the largest independent organizations in the world. In 2019, she received the Profession's Lifetime Award, and just like only a handful of people have received that. Her stories feature in numerous publications, including the Napoleon Hill Foundation's book with author Sharon Lecter, who you may know from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that is Think and Grow Rich for Women. She and her husband, Thomas, reside between, check this out, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Sweden. She has five children, Nathaniel, Nicole, Joseph, Olivia, Alexandra, and stepson, Max, along with eight grandchildren. And if you have never seen her, you'd be like, what? She has grandchildren? Yes, she does. Thomas and Donna have a charity called Spirit Wings Children Funds, and they focus on orphanages in Indian Africa, along with permaculture, farm and soccer academy in Uganda. And in addition to all of her incredible achievements, she's written a new book called My Mentor Walks on Water. And we are going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship and we're going to talk about how do you handle wall picking moments and persevere. So my guest today is one of my best friends, my sister from another mister, the one and only Donna Johnson. Donna, welcome to Ron Real Entrepreneurship.
Oh, thank you, Susan. I have four brothers and no sisters. And so having you and other dear friends in my life is such a gift. And you are on such an incredible mission. You're such a beautiful person inside and out. And I really believe what you are doing is really God ordained. And we were actually talking about that a little bit because I talk about that in my book, being God ordained with a kingdom assignment. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we think that means that we're a minister, but it actually means that God orders, appoints, or commands one to do something that is set apart and special. And that's exactly what you are doing, Susan. And I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you, Donna. And it's amazing. One of my friends, I was going through a really challenging time in business. And he said, it was actually Todd Stottlemyre, the baseball player. He said, sometimes God wants us to stay where it's hard. And as entrepreneurs, and this show is called Raw and Real Entrepreneurship. So we might talk about things today, much like Dave Ramsey on his show. You know, you can pick what you want and leave what you don't, but we might talk about things that cause you, the listener, to say, oh my gosh, that is me. They're talking about me. Or we might talk about something and you might be a little edgy because of it. And the thing I'm going to say to you is maybe you're supposed to stay in that state because there's something there for you. And I know there is. So Donna, people can look at all of your accomplishments and they can, you know, just say it must have been easy for her. But I want to go back in time a little bit. What was the first business you started?
Well, I actually was a swimming coach in my teens and early 20s. I don't have a college degree. And literally, I jumped right into direct sales, network marketing right off the bat. So I've been in the profession for over 40 years, and over 30 of those years with my current company. So I am completely unemployable. I love being an entrepreneur. And, you know, it doesn't mean I don't like structure. I don't like bosses. I don't like alarm clocks. It doesn't mean that I'm lazy. I'm a really, really productive person. I just like to do it on my terms and not punching a clock or having a boss.
Someone presents you this opportunity. And we've had Donna, you know, as you know, and on the show, we have had everything. We had someone who sold watermelon. They would buy watermelon, sell watermelon. We had people who, as kids, they would buy candy, resell candy. We have had like so many different professions that grew out of this, you know, this concept of, I know there is a better way. I know there's something for me. We hear be your own boss, but a lot of people don't really understand that concept, because that means that you are accountable to something else and someone else, and you have to operate as such. Like, would you hire yourself today? Would you fire yourself today? So there's a lot of misperceptions about network marketing. And so what would you say is one of the biggest, I guess, misperceptions out there that you've heard, and how do you handle that?
Well, being an entrepreneur is the good news and the bad news, right? The good news is you're an entrepreneur and you have freedom. And the bad news is you're an entrepreneur and you have freedom, and you have to have a level of discipline. But for our particular profession, I think it's the stigma of, that must be a pyramid. And that just makes me laugh, because actually, you know, corporate America, the government is more like a pyramid, and we have a level playing field. Nobody said to me when I started my business, oh, you don't have a college degree, you know, or you're a single mom or whatever. It is this level playing field. And so we all get to choose our level of engagement. You know, some people don't want to make a lot of money. And some people do. So I just love that. I think it is probably the most brilliant compensation model that is out there. Now, I also believe in multiple streams of income, so you don't put all your eggs in one basket. But to me, having that legacy income, and of course, we don't make claims. Susan, you know, I so dislike hype. I would rather tell the truth. I think the truth is good enough. It's not get rich quick. There is no such thing. Well, I mean, maybe, but I mean, I heard there's a show about people who won the lottery and then they lost it all. So it is about personal growth as well.
Definitely. And there are a lot of different things that have a tremendous amount of stigma One, it, like, you know, just it, on the show, because we talk about the raw and real issues. So we were, you know, during the pandemic and people were meme stock crazy and crypto crazy. And there were a lot of nefarious things that were happening with those two, with meme stocks and crypto. But by the same token, there were a lot of beautiful things that were happening, especially for people who understood and were doing things ethically and morally. And now we have things, you know, I obviously am a CEO of an AI company, and there's a lot of misrepresentation of what artificial intelligence is and its capabilities. And yet the same people who might criticize it have no problem being on Instagram or being on TikTok, where those are all driven by AI algorithms. So it's just a, you know, it's, I think we are living in a time, a particular time, that there's a lot of polarization and a lot, you know, it's, and people seem to have very strong opinions like never before. and to your point with the concept of network marketing and direct selling, when it is done right, it really allows people to make some extra money. And we look at the last recession. So, and look at the economy we have right now. So people have lost, the statistics are approximately 20% in the United States of 401ks are down. The number of people that are living paycheck to paycheck has gone up substantially. During the last recession, a friend of mine, a well-known CPA, Sandy Botkin, said $327 extra dollars a month could have saved over 50% of the foreclosures. And it's like, we didn't learn from history. Here we go again. We have record inflation. Interest rates are going up. The Fed just raised the rate again. We have, you know, gasoline prices in some states are still substantially high. And, you know, then we have an egg shortage, and then what's the next shortage? And then we're rationing at the grocery store tomatoes and different things like that. So that extra, you know, that extra $400 or $500 a month for a lot of people, network marketing is a viable option for people, you know, if they don't want to drive Uber, if they don't want to, you know, go and do DoorDash. So what for you, switching gears again, you mentioned income diversity. So what are some other businesses that you have had? I know you have, you know, including real estate, you've got a very diverse portfolio.
Yeah. And just going back to what you said, people want hope right now. And our profession also gives people hope and a community. People are isolating themselves. And so it's so important to have community, to be a part of something, to have hope. And that is just so important. But yeah, diversity, real estate, land. We have a permaculture farm, and we owned a little resort in Negril, Jamaica, which was yaman fun. just I think what our focus really is our orphanage, what we've been able to do there with the soccer academy. Thomas was a former professional soccer player in Sweden. And so we've been able to create that. And then with my son being a permaculturist, we were able to implement some gardens there. You know, traditional agriculture grows and grows, permaculture grows in systems. And interestingly, we planted that in 2018 in Uganda, and it was flourishing. Thomas went back there in November of 19. Banana trees were, you know, taller than him, the coffee, all of it. And not only did it support the orphanage, but also the outer community through the pandemic, where people were literally starving. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know it at the time, but the timing, God's timing, is always so incredible.
And the we've had a lot of discussions about farming. And I know that every time we go for dinner with our dear friends, and Mark and Crystal have been on the show, Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Hansen, and then you and Thomas and Chris and I, and inherently there's going to be a farming discussion that happens. And that, for the listeners, they might not know, all the thousands of people around the world who listen to the show, are like, oh yeah, you guys go out for dinner and talk about farming. Yes, we do. Donna, what, as an entrepreneur, when people look at you and they're, you know, you're so positive and there's this saying, you know, you only see the glory, you don't know the story. What has been one of the hardest battles for you in building your business in the last, you know, say several years?
Well, I just think maybe the personal attacks that people receive, I have had them, and I'm learning to just put on that full armor. Mm-hmm. And time always reveals. You know, we had some challenges. My husband is a top earner in another network marketing company from Sweden. And so people were like, you're not supposed to do that. Well, some of my best friends are in the profession. Why can't my husband be in the profession? And it works beautifully. We've been together 12 years and we support each other's businesses. And there's no fear. But you know, it's amazing, how people make, like you said, they just make accusations against people and they don't really think them through. So we weathered a lot of storms, but it tested our faith, but it grew our faith. It grew our marriage. And it also, I learned to really understand what was important in life. And I really believe, and this is being super vulnerable right now, raw and real, I honestly believe for a while, my business was my idol, and God just shook that idol from me. And I have really discovered that my business is a tool. It's a tool that God gave me. It's not my idol. It's not the most important thing in my life. And since I made that shift, God has really blessed and my business is flourishing. And so even though you talked about, you know, people don't want to go through hard things, we do go through hard things, but we get through them. And those hard things that you go through, no matter what they are, will make you stronger, will make you better. In fact, I do believe that my book actually came from God taking me through that wilderness season to have me, to prepare me for this God-ordained kingdom assignment that he gave me.
Let's talk about the wilderness, because that's a, you know, you talk about the challenge, right? And that the attacks, and then there's this, you know, maybe I should just, you know, do something different, right? Mm. And it's hard. And how do you know that you're supposed to stay where it's hard? Because there's a big trend right now, Donna, on quitting. There's like this whole, like, just quit. Well, that was all well and good until we saw, like, in the tech industry, all of these massive layoffs, the people are going through their savings like crazy. We have not seen, this is not our first rodeo, right? Like, the listeners know I'm 50. So we saw this in the recession. We also saw that in the recession, it was, I remember I was taking my daughter to school and I was walking back and there was a dad and we just started a conversation and he had been laid off and his wife still had her job. And he was almost in tears. He's like, you know, we have 3 months and that's it. And then I don't even know how we're going to pay for our mortgage and, you know, whatever the economy, I mean, it's pretty obvious what's happening with the economy right now. And then we see people who like are like saying, well, just quit. Okay. Just quit and do what? Like, you know, just quit and live in your parents' basement. Like, they just quit. So there's this, I guess there's two parts of my question. The first part is, how do you know when you're supposed to stay?
Yeah.
And how do you know when you are supposed to quit?
Well, I could have quit 100 times in my business and I'm so grateful I just stayed the course. And I think it comes from having a long-term vision. Mm. We want our life, no matter what it is, our business, our relationship, no matter what it is, we want it to look like this. And it doesn't always look like this, up and down and all over the place. And so if you are seeking the word and seeking guidance from Holy Spirit, which I talk about in the book, who is our ultimate mentor, you'll know, you'll get, I talk about in the book, a concept called red light, yellow light, green light. You'll get a red light, you'll get a green light. And do you know, people like us, Susan, that the light we dislike the most are yellow lights. Stay and wait upon the Lord. And there's often been times where I've been in a yellow light and I just wanted to take the wheel and go green light, you know, and sometimes you just have to wait. Oh, and God will show you, he will reveal to you, you know, Rita Davenport, our dear friend, who wrote the foreword for my book. She has this great saying that take your problem, put it in a box, but then go back and take someone else's problem and you would want your problem back.
Wow. And that, like, when you think about that, all the times you wanted to quit, but you didn't quit, and you look back now, and whether it's the, you know, since this is raw and real, you know, entrepreneurship, the divorce rate for entrepreneurs is higher, infidelity. I get on the airplane, Donna, and you know, the last 2 weeks so the day Donna and I are doing this show, it's actually like, I've just come off 2 weeks of traveling. And this past week I was in Oklahoma, I was in Atlanta, and it's 6 a.m. and there are guys pounding back Bloody Marys at 6 a.m. And it's like all variety of temptations are there. Not for me, I have no desire to drink at 6 a.m, but this whole hoping and deciding that, you know, things are so hard that you have to use some kind of a distraction as opposed to doing something even harder for ultimately something that's better, which is working on your marriage or working on your mindset, or saying, you know what, I am not, you know, I'm going to get up earlier and I'm going to pray and I'm going to, you know, my friends. And I had this one guy in Silicon Valley. He's like, I hear you're a Christian. I'm like, yeah. He goes, me too. I'm like, is it supposed to be a secret? I didn't know. Like, I didn't, like, are we supposed to not tell people? And I've even prayed with people in Silicon Valley at dinners and they thank me and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I was missing that in my life. But it is so easy to give into those temptations as opposed to saying, you know, I'm going to do what's hard for ultimately what's better. As you said, it's having that long-term vision. So let me ask this question. So let's say someone's listening and they have a business, whatever the business is. It could be a startup and they're raising money for it. It could be they're, you know, conceiving of a business and they're getting a lot of attacks, whatever it is. How do you know when you're called to do something? Because that's a whole different than I want to do it so I can buy grocery, like, you know, buy, you know, a designer handbag, or I want to do this so I can, you know, drive a Maserati or whatever. But how do you know when you're really called for it?
Well, we're all given a kingdom assignment. And oftentimes people think that's meant for the ministry, but there's a great concept called seven mountains, right? The business mountain, education, arts and media, all of that. You're in a mountain, girl.
The eighth one, technology.
Yeah, technology mountain. And so, well, there's a difference between a calling and a God-ordained calling. A God-ordained calling, like my book, like what you're doing, oftentimes it will precede prophetic words over you. Mm-hmm. Just like you, I had out of the blue people calling me and say, I had a word over you and I've been instructed to share this with you. I had no idea what they were talking about, but then after everything happened, I knew what it was. But as far as calling, you will feel energized when you're doing the right thing. It won't feel like a heavy burden. Yes, there'll be obstacles. There'll be times where you have setbacks. But what I'm talking about is just this natural gravitational pull that you're doing the right thing. And prayer is everything. I know a lot of people think that might sound hokey. They have to dust off their Bible, but the scripture is God's word speaking to us. And if you want the ultimate wisdom for your calling, seek and you will find, and ask Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus is the only one who raised from the dead at Easter, and then he ministered again people like Thomas, Doubting Thomas, that he touched his hands and for 40 days, and then he ascended. And at ascension, he said, I'm going to prepare a home for you. And by the way, this could be another talk, but I had another word where somebody described they saw our heavenly home, my heavenly home, and was on the water. Can you believe it? Like, just crazy. But he said, I'm going to prepare a home for you, but I'm sending a helper. And that is Holy Spirit. So the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is inside of all of us. People don't, they're like, what? In fact, Ray Higdon acknowledged my book and he said, refusing mentorship from Holy Spirit is like cutting your grass with a scissors and saying no to a lawnmower. And and so.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah.
We love Ray.
and so you will just know, you will have a knowing. And oftentimes when people feel like they're not sure, they'll do that. They'll meditate. They'll do other things to kind of, numb everything out when you just seek him and just, you know, on our knees, pray and he will answer. Oftentimes we pray, but then we got to remember to listen for him to answer because he does speak to us, you know, just like in the shower, when I ask God, what, you know, my book is called My Mentor Walks on Water. What's the subtitle? Because everyone is asking me what my book is about. I don't know what to say, like, you know, and it was just loud. God ordained Spirit-led mentorship in every area of your life. And I said, what? And Holy Spirit actually was louder the second time. And so you have to experience that, you guys. And if you're not experiencing that, you know, ask Jesus into your heart, be baptized with the Holy Spirit, because it's a cool supernatural power that we have access to. And so many people are not activating it.
Let's go. This is Raw and Real Entrepreneurship. So we're going to go very deep. And I know some of the listeners, and you know, someone might be listening now and so uncomfortable, but I believe you're here for a reason, wherever you are in the world. You know, we have listeners in India and Nigeria and all over the world. You're here for a reason. Something brought you to this show. And so I'm going to go really, really deep right now and say, you know, there's people listening right now who think it's too late for me because I have done horrible things and I am struggling and I am not good enough. And what do you say to that person, Donna?
Oh, we have all been there. But don't forget that on the cross, Jesus turned to the thief. The thief, I realized that it was the Son of God hanging next to him. And Jesus said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. And I believe maybe one of the reasons people are uncomfortable is because they believe this really stupid lie that we're not supposed to talk politics or religion. I was on this really cool podcast the other day, national podcast, and it's secular. And he said to me before we started, now, not all of my listeners are Christians. And I said, well, of course I know that. That's life, you know? And he said, you know, just that question, you know, like sometimes when people feel like, oh, I just have to be perfect. If I do what you do. And I just laughed and I went, James, I don't see a halo over you. And I don't see a halo over my head. And if we would not listen to that, so we could seek to understand, like Stephen Covey says, before we're understood. I love talking to people who have different ideas and different beliefs. It makes us, we can't just talk in an echo chamber. If we talk in an echo chamber, that's what creates division in our world.
Mm, yeah. And that piece around that it's never too late, right? It is never too late. You and I have friends who did, you know, worship money and who did say, you know what, like I, you know, the stage, it is more important than anything else in my life, whether it's my kids or my wife or whatever, like we have known people, even, you know, even for myself, I 2016 took a good look in the mirror and I did not like what I saw because yes, I was a Christian, but I was also like so focused on being on those stages. And then, you know, literally when I got sick coming back from Africa and I got the amoeba that was shutting down my organs and I was in prayer and God said, in order to live, you're going to have to die. And that meant dying off to everything. And during that time, Chris and I were going through just a, you know, a horrible time in our marriage. And there were all of these things going on. And I had two pastors, you know the story, call me on the same day, 2016, it was Rosh Hashanah. And they said, you're supposed to battle on the mountain of technology. And I'm like, wait a minute, there are seven mountains. Firstly, we're talking about Lance Wallnau's work. And Donna and I both know Lance. And then it's like, technology. Really? I haven't written a line of code since 1992, but they called me on the same day. And it was then, you know, I started a digital marketing agency and people didn't understand. And I learned how to do all sorts of back-end CRM campaigns and get into web design and different things like that. And then from there, I you know, ended up meeting the two guys who had started Radius, and several of our board members are actually Christian. And it was just like this whole, all of these things began to happen. And, you know, you hear this saying, the climb is tough, but the view is amazing, right? And if you're not looking in the mirror every day and going, why not me? You know, and doing it is hard. Like it isn't, you know, that people look at it and they see Donna and Thomas traveling or Donna and Thomas, like at a, you know, at a football game or wherever, you know, they are in the world, in Europe, all over the place. But those vistas are a result of those climbs. And so your book, which I'm holding in my hand right now, I got home and it was on my desk. One of my kids, I think, or Chris had laid out mail. So it was awesome, Donna, when I got home last night, the book was here. And we'll have a link in the show notes because today is a big day and I want everyone to go and order the book. And I want you, this one is emotional for me because I very rarely get like super emotional on the show because I know there's at least one person listening who is wondering, you know, what their purpose is or why are they even here? And, you know, I would just say to you, go order Donna's book because you're not alone. And in my mind, and I, you know, I was looking through the book before the show, in my mind, the book is that you're not alone. You're never alone. And if you're feeling lonely, then that's the world that has told you a lie that you've bought into because you are never alone. And that in 2016, that's when I learned that. That's when I was never alone. And I leaned into God because I was dying. And I leaned in so hard that I just, there were things in my life that I just could never do again the same way because they no longer aligned with me as a person. And even this show in 2020, Donna, I was like, I don't want to do a show. And God was like, you're going to do a show. You're going to bring me into the show. So people listen to the show. They think it's about tech startups, but you know, and we talk about that, but you know, I get people who are messaging me saying, hey, you know, I started praying again. I started reading my Bible again. Mm-hmm. And so Donna, I'm so excited about your book.
And you heard the news.
Yes.
I'm not blown away. I am blown away, but it's God because it was a God ordained book. I share the story, how it happened. And so there are still 11 days to launch. So it's in pre-order and it's already number one at Amazon bestseller for pre-orders. Yeah. So it's very exciting. I should say in the Christian leadership category, but to me, this is not a Christian book. This is a life-changing mentorship book about life, about the giver of life. And so we're going to do something really audacious I love Thomas, my husband, because he's sort of that go big or go home guy. And yes. So we are setting a 24-hour goal to make it number one across all categories, which will it's never happened. But hey, Jesus Revolution shook up Hollywood, The Chosen shook up Netflix. So why not? There's revival happening. And I do believe God's timing for this book is part of that revival.
Well, and The Shack, right? That book was published, self-published. And then, you know, it went to New York Times bestseller because people are lonely. They're seeking. The answer is not in the Bloody Mary at 6 a.m. on the United flight, commuter flight to Houston. The answer is not on cheating on your partner. The answer is not on, you know, going
jumping
down
around
a bunch
from
of roads.
Business to business. Yeah.
No, that is not where the answer is not in gossip. The answer is not in drugs. The answer is not in harming yourself. You know, he is the way, he is the light. And this book, if you're lonely, order the book. If you feel that you're lost, order the book. Even if things are going well, but you know in your heart that you're doing the right things for the wrong reasons, order the book. So the book is, I don't know if you won't be able to see it, but the book is My Mentor Walks on Water by Donna Johnson. And I would just say, don't just order one, order three, because
you're going to want to share it.
The book will change you. Yes. The book will change you. And then one of the things I've always found is that when you change, if no one else is speaking your language, then you start to fall into that trap that you're alone again. And the wilderness is very lonely. And I'll just say this, Donna, one of the things we always say around the house is like the Israelites could have finished the journey in a few days, seven days, but they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
Yeah.
And there are people listening to the show right now. You're in the wilderness because you're complaining, you're judging, you're gossiping, you're focused on the wrong things. Buy the book because you want to get out of the wilderness faster.
Yeah.
There is a way.
And the other two people this is for, Susan, it's not just if you feel like you're sinking. It's also if you're in fear, because of what we've gone through, there's a lot of boat sitters where they're just huddled together in fear because they've been told to be afraid. And we are not to be afraid. Fear not. And so the book calls people to step out of the boat. The other person it's for is the one who wants to step out of the boat, but they're nervous. And one of my favorite quotes is by Billy Graham, "Your courage strengthens the spine of others." When you and I, Susan, when we are called and we stand and we step out of the boat, it strengthens the courage for other people to do the same. And I'm watching, you know, I'm watching these Davids rise up when they needed to tackle Goliath, that, you know, who came up was a little shepherd boy that knew how to sling a rock, right? So don't disqualify yourself. Don't say, I'm not worthy. If you're called, be obedient. You do not want to stand before our Maker. And he shares with you all the assignments he gave you. And you said, oh, I wanted somebody else to do that. Or I'm not worthy. You know, we love to just, you know, say we're not good enough, you know, and that's the enemy trying to keep us down. So we don't stand. And because you can't move into your greatness. You are already great. You only can step away.
Donna, that is beautiful. And thank you. And if, as you're listening to the show today, please, if you want prayer, tweet at me. Let's be bold. Oh my gosh. Forget the Twitter files. Let's have the Jesus files on Twitter. So go ahead, tweet. I will pray for you. Susan Sly Live on Twitter and order Donna's book. Let us know when you do. We want to hear from you. And Donna, if people can go to your website, it's www.mentordonnajohnson.com. Order the book on Amazon. And
my handle is at Mentor Donna Johnson. You'll be proud of me, Susan. You know, I'm not one of those social media girls. And I'm getting it up there. So at Mentor Donna Johnson with my few followers.
And when you get the book, take a photo and tag Donna, because that's how any book release, it's like you want to start to feel good and you're excited. The best thing you can do to support this project and this movement is to take a photo with the book, share, and that's how we're going to get the word out. So Donna, once again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Susan. We're starting a water walker movement. Let's walk on water.
Let's do it. All right, my friends, I want to thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Raw and Real Entrepreneurship. And again, if this episode has helped you, blessed you, please, we would love a 5-star review. And with that, God bless, go rock your day, and I will see you in the next episode.
Hey, this is Susan, and thanks so much for listening to this episode on Raw and Real Entrepreneurship. If this episode or any episode has been helpful to you, you've gotten at least one solid tip from myself or my guests, I would love it if you would leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. After you leave your review, go ahead and email reviews@susansly.com. Let us know where you left the review. And if I read your review on air, you could get a $50 Amazon gift card. And we would so appreciate it, because reviews do help boost the show and get this message all over the world. If you're interested in any of the resources we discussed on the show, go to susansly.com. That's where all the show notes live. And with that, go out there, rock your day, God bless, and I will see you in the next episode. Are you currently an employee looking to start your own business? Maybe you've been thinking about it for a while and you're just not sure where to start. Well, my course, Employee to Entrepreneur, combines my decades of experience as an entrepreneur with proven methods, techniques, and skills to help you take that leap and start your own business. This course is self-paced, learn on demand, and comes with an incredible workbook, and that will allow you to go through this content piece by piece by piece, absorb it, take action, and then go on to the next module. So check out my course on susansly.com, Employee to Entrepreneur.